This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 445 for Monday, June 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Monday morning in thin and choppy trade. Canola is up a dollar to down a dollar. July up 50 cents at $474.40 per ton. New crop November down a dollar at $477.10. Losses in the Chicago soy complex and a steady tone in the Canadian dollar this morning did put some pressure on the values. Chart resistance also held to the upside, with the November contract nearing the psychological $480 per ton level in overnight trade before backing away. The contract had last tested that resistance level in late May before retreating. Crop conditions remain relatively favorable across Western Canada, although excessive moisture in some areas and mounting dryness concerns in others did help keep some weather premiums in the market. In Chicago, soybeans and corn are both lower while wheat is mixed. The November soybeans down a penny at $8.79 per bushel. Forecasts calling for beneficial rain across much of the Midwest over the next week accounted for some of the selling pressure in beans on ideas that rain makes grain. Profit taking after last week's advances and uncertainty over Chinese demand amid renewed COVID-19 concerns also weighed on prices. Corn, it's weaker as well. September down 4 cents at $3.33 per bushel. In addition to the good Midwestern weather, corn is also being pressured by rising production estimates out of South America. Positioning ahead of next week's USDA acreage report was another feature. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed. The Chicago wheat up 2 cents in September at $4.87 per bushel. Kansas City up a penny in September at $4.37 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat, it's down 2 cents in September at $5.32 per bushel. Improved crop estimates out of Russia and the Black Sea region were a bit bearish for prices, but dryness concerns in parts of the U.S. spring wheat growing regions were a bit supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, June 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.